Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder.
Hi, I'm Irene Gutman with Rockland Webb, a longtime colleague of Tom Osseff. I've been advising him for many years on strategies to grow his companies, and now I want to do it for you. Sign up for one of our free profit discovery sessions. We will look at 10 key areas of your business and uncover hidden or untapped revenue in just 60 minutes. I will find you a bare minimum of $20,000 in increased revenue, and most companies can discover much more over time. To learn more, call Rockland Webb at 845-877-7333 or visit rocklandwebb.com/profit. Bye for now.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us on this snowy Tuesday in Rockland County. I had to put it on the snowflake meter that we are up to 3 snowflakes on the 5 snowflake meter, but I think it's starting to wind down. This is one of the benefits and detriments of working from home for a multitude of years. Is definitely nice to be able to not have to commute as much, but also on the snow days, work continues. So I'm definitely not sitting in front of the TV on my tukas doing nothing. But anyway, thanks for joining us today. I hope you're navigating through those terrible roads today with safety in mind. All right, so what are we talking about today? A few things. One, we are launching a new blog series. It's called Rockland.ai. I bought the domain, and we're not building our own AI. I'm telling you that to be very clear. We are not building our own AI because, quite frankly, I am not smart enough for us to build our own AI, or at least I haven't focused on it enough to be able to be knowledgeable about the inner guts of it. However, I have been largely intrigued by AI, especially since last year. Now, obviously, there's some public components to this. ChatGPT launched sometime in the second quarter of 2023. Now, coincidentally, at around that time, I had some serious staffing issues over at Rockland Webb over here, which is our first brand, which is web design, social media, search engine optimization, basically digital marketing and advertising. Brand number 2 is for the hosting and the news and everything, but I had some serious staffing issues. One of our longtime trusted team members left in March of 2023. And, you know, we wish her well as she went into a different career. It was time. It was 13, 14 years. So I understand. That obviously, you know, I had to take on that role. And then the programmer that we had on team was going to become unavailable. So I looked for another programmer and we found a few applicants. We tried them out. They did not meet the criteria that we needed, so we kind of got rid of them. We wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors. But I took on multiple roles. I took on operations director. I took on programmer. So it was a lot. It was a lot. And I was falling further and further behind in my work. And then I started seeing these news briefs on the technology area of Google News, because I follow that regularly. The ChatGPT is this cool new thing. And I tried it out, just like, you know, the basic free version, and it was awesome. Not only did it help me to write material in a matter of moments, I'm talking about quickly, like a few minutes. Let's say, for instance, if I was condensing meeting notes or trying to rewrite a news brief so that it was a little bit more concise, or bullet point things, it was able to do that. But not only that, it was also able to, let's say, for instance, if I had any programming questions with the websites that we manage and I needed to come up with some new coding in order to make the website's functionality work better, I would ask ChatGPT and it would write the freaking code for me. I'm like, oh my goodness. And by the way, I said it's free. There's a big difference between free and having to pay, you know, nothing against it, but like, you know, $25, $40, $50 an hour. I mean, come on, all right? So then I bought into the paid version. It's a premium version for $20. And it also added in a whole bunch of additional capabilities. One of the newest capabilities that just got launched this year is the ability to create your own individual ChatGPT chatbots. And what that means is that you can use the core technology of ChatGPT, but tailor it to make it your own personal assistant that perhaps focuses on a specific thing. Marketing and advertising, press release writing, maybe meeting organizer, event organizer, a whole bunch of different capabilities that this thing can do for you. And it's not just ChatGPT. Midjourney, another AI tool. You can check it out at midjourney.com. You can write a few things that are going on in your mind. It's like, hey, I want you to create a picture of, let's say, you know, a family hanging out on the beach at sunrise in Costa Rica. At least that's where my mind wanders. And Midjourney will literally create a few pictures around what you're asking it to do. So it creates AI artwork. It's amazing. And now going into 2024, there's a multitude of other applications that have come out that also use AI technology, artificial intelligence technology, to accomplish the different things that you want to accomplish. A good one that I've been tuning into lately is called Magical. Check it out online. And there's a few others. AutoGPT, it's kind of like an open source task-oriented thing that you run on your computer to... Well, anyway, I don't want to bore you. But the point is that Rocklin.ai is really going to focus in on the educational piece first, and only that for a significant amount of time. So every day I'll be reading articles about AI and learning more about the topic, okay? And on a periodic basis, I'd say like once or twice a week, I'll be writing some information about the AI that I've encountered. Sometimes I'll give you a few just examples in general. So it's really, you know, obviously to deepen my knowledge base, but I always like transferring that information out to the public so that they can make good decisions, especially if you're in business like me. I've been in business for 16 years, and quite frankly, there's a lot that I have to handle. One of my best friends the other day goes, "You manage a lot." And I'm like, yeah. So if there's a way of using technology in order to make your professional and maybe your personal life just a little easier without creating the next Terminator Skynet, gosh darn it, I say, fudge, yeah, do it, do it, do it, use it, and use it to your benefit. Believe me, this commercial application is not gonna blow up the earth. I assure you on that, okay? That's just OpenAI that is the commercial application to which I'm referring. There's a lot other things that we're not even made aware of there are things that we just we don't have access to, and that's fine. But for the things that we do have access to, I certainly want you to be aware of this because I think that it'll benefit your business over the course of time. Anyway, that's my podcast for today. It's so funny. Like when I start talking, I think I'm like just finishing in a minute's time. It's 7 minutes and 52 seconds into this. You got a lot going on today, so I'm going to let you go. As always, a reminder, my second book, 30 Days to a Better Brand, is available on Amazon right now for $19.99, the hardcover copy of it. 212 pages of great information on how to enhance your business brand in Rockland County, New York. But hey, would you like some of it for free? Well, check it out. If you go to worksmartny.com, scroll down, look for the picture of 30 Days to a Better Brand, click on that. Just give me a little information, name, phone number, email. I will send you the first three chapters of 30 Days to a Better Brand for free, F-R-E-E. And I really do hope that it benefits you. I wrote it in record time. It's got a lot of great information in there. So until next time, we're on a streak. This has been pretty much almost every day over the last 5 or 6 days throughout the business week. So if you're listening to it, this thank you. And we'll see you real soon on another episode of Work Smarter, Not Harder.